Now we go to other business. And it's case number 11,156. And this is for an amended approval of minutes and the finding of facts.
You may want to call her. I don't think she realized we approved it.
It was the opposition.
Yeah, she was the opposition.
She was the opposition.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Don't call her.
She'll call me.
I'm sure.
Now, you want to
help? She moved her.
Mr. Chairman, my understanding, and I did get a call from the applicant's attorney, Mr. Fuqua, this morning, and Ms. Thibodeau could correct me if I'm wrong, but my understanding was when the initial minutes and findings of fact were prepared, there was a clerical error that referenced it as a manufactured home, and my understanding is that Lawrence or someone in the planning and zoning office had listened to the record again, and there was no reference to that. It sounds like it was likely a typographical error in the preparation of those minutes and findings of fact. So this has, I guess, created a little bit of a challenge for the Robluskis, is they have been applying for a building permit, and that kind of came up in that process. My understanding, there was no appeal to the decision of the board when it was made. And this has been several months ago, I believe back in February, maybe.
February 18th.
Here we go. I have it in front of me. February the 18th. So the revision would simply refer to the unit as a and I think perhaps the confusion may have been that there was an existing manufactured home on the lot. It was actually going to be replaced with a residence. The actual issue about the variance would not be changed as far as the size of the variance or anything. It's simply just to replace proposed manufactured home with residence or dwelling. There are two proposals as to where that would be changed in the proposed findings of fact. So it's just to clarify that issue.
Housekeeping, okay.
You listened to the tapes, you said?
I have not.
It's been brought to my attention too, and I've listened to them. I just didn't hear any reference to mobile home in there. Just okay, not even a dwelling.
And I would suspect that it was probably one of those things where when it was initially, there was an existing manufactured home there. It's probably a note taking or the actual preparation of the documents that was slipped in when it shouldn't have been.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Any corrections there, Ms. Thibodeau?
Nope. You're
okay. Done. Okay. Are there any questions from members of the board? Okay. If everyone is ready to vote, I'll entertain a motion.
I make a motion that we approve the minutes, the correction of the minutes. Is that the way I put it?
I think the way maybe to word it is to, and you have circulated the proposed minutes, have you, Ms. Thibodeau?
I have them here.
Okay.
And I have the ones where Lawrence went through and listened and marked.
Okay. The.
They say residence a lot. Instead of where it says manufactured home, he's marked out and put residence.
Looks to me like there are two places as far as perhaps that move that the minutes and findings of fact be amended to reflect that the proposed unit is simply a residence and is not a manufactured home, to correct the error of identifying it as a manufactured home.
So
that makes sense.
Could be.
Can I make the motion that you made?
The new minutes and the finding of our new minutes and the finding of the facts
as proposed by the planning and zoning office.
So the motion would be that you would approve the minutes and the finding of the fact per the planning and zoning.
Move that the minutes and findings of fact be amended pursuant to the revisions proposed by the Planning and Zoning Office.
That'd be a good motion.
I so move.
You're making that motion.
Right.
Thank you. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Rickards and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 11,156. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Workman?
Aye.
Again, Mr. Rickards?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Yeah. Mr. Hudson?
Aye.
Mr. Mills?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
And I, Mr. Calaway, for the reasons that had been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,156 is approved. That's what we need for that one, correct?
Mr. Sharp?
Thank you.
Yes, he
got me out of hole.
He felt that Mr. Rickard was a lawyer.
No, he did very well.
Couldn't get all that in there.
Well, I you know, there was a goof up somewhere. I wanted to make sure we got it right. So.
Right.
Okay, there being no other business at this time, I'd like to wish everyone a safe and happy 4th.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be 4th of July.
Please be careful.
You going to see any fireworks?
Yep, I'm going to see fireworks down on the water.
Okay. Well, why don't you come here tomorrow at the county council meeting? There's supposed to be a lot of fireworks.
No, thank you.
They don't have a meeting tomorrow.
They don't have a meeting tomorrow, do they?
There you go.
They don't have a meeting until after our second meeting.
Oh, so they're meeting for the business meeting to be adjourned.
Okay.
I approve. Aye?
Okay with me.
Okay. Meeting is adjourned, subject to call.